Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your EdTech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. Man, listen, I am excited you're here. I'm excited that y'all decided to stop watching TVs, start, you know, whether you're listening to the show, mowing the yard, walking the dog, in the car, on your way to work, whatever. I'm excited you're here. For all you old flushers out there, I'm excited you're here. And for the newbies, I know we always have newbies that hop on, so I'm pumped that you're here. We've got an incredible show today, incredible things. Another big time guest. I feel like everybody that wants to come on the show is just big. I mean, it's just awesome. I love getting to talk to people. But we're going to, listen, I don't want to banter anymore. I think we're ready to get into this content. So I've got a big time guest here. We got Farmer Fobbs in the house. How's it going?
Man, howdy, everybody. I'm super excited. He's like, you know, thanks for tuning in. Stop watching TV, mowing the yard. He definitely forgot, you know, scrolling through TikTok. You know, thanks for all the things and thanks for tuning in. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great conversation today. So listen, before we get too thick in the weeds and like talking about all the things and telling people what we're going to talk about today, give us a highlight of, you know, where you've been, where you've come, and just, I guess, really how you fit into this education space, because I know not everybody knows of the famous Farmer Fobbs, so we've got to get the 401 on that.
Man, you know what? Super excited to always be in this space. I've been in the ed tech space for about 3 years now, but I was an educator for almost 14 years. I was a teacher. I was an instructional coach. But you know what? I always say I've been into this ed tech cult for like the last 3 years. I never knew it existed, but super excited just to be here with everybody. If you don't know much about me, I started making ed tech videos with my farm animals. One, just to connect with my educators just a little bit more. You know, some people have their potty PD, some people have their podcast. I brought on some animals that I actually have: goat, sheep, chickens, rabbits, a cow. And I started just bringing in ed tech and just really putting it into my newsletters and posting on socials. So that's why everybody calls me Farmer Fobbs. Yes, I do actually live on a farm. So super excited to be here after after an instructional coach, joined Book Creator, and then now I am with Note as their community manager. So super excited just to, you know, turn everybody into a Note it all.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about Note. And listen, speaking of your videos, like, I know, like, when I've seen some things and I saw you at TCA talking about it, but here recently, you know, that social media thread or the algorithm that pops up, more of your stuff's been popping up, and it's been so fun to watch you and your goats or like mowing your yard. Like, what's funny is I saw that one, you were like, hey, this is my first mow of the season. And then like the next clip,
the
was
ram
like the
was
second
the second mow.
Yeah. I love that. Just it's fun to like figure out like how you can combine like ed tech with your real life.
Yeah.
And it's not like separate things, like you're combining those.
Sometimes I feel like do I have this separate life? But you know, I think it's always fun to take, you know, just what you're doing in your daily life and just trying to be able to just kind of coincide with it. You know, I worked at a district that's, you know, out here in the sticks, and I was just like, what better way to bring in tech than with farm animals and sheep and goats and, you know, all the fun things. So I guess it's worked. But you know what, I've loved every moment of it. I get to travel all over the country talking about ed tech, but I think my favorite part is I get to bring laughs and the cuteness. And I just got an email today, was like, hey, you have a training. And I was like, yay. And then she was like, I hope to see goats. And I was like, yep, I'm just going to bring my goat on camera. So I've loved it. It's been a way to connect with folks.
Yeah, I love it. It makes it fun on so many levels.
Yeah. It does.
All right. Well, let's get diving in here, getting that shovel going. So I know like you've been in Note for just a little bit.
Yeah.
So what really brought you on with Note? Because I think that could be a good starter, because I know there's so many platforms out there.
Yeah.
And to make a jump from one good program, I feel like, to another good one, like what What made you want to do that, I guess?
You know what? For me, I will always say is I want to be somewhere that resonates with me, both as an educator, but also when I was a student. You know, and like you said, you know, I know Book Creator is such an amazing program. I got this amazing opportunity to be a community manager. And I think that's something that has always resonated just with me is I've always been about community. I think, you know, when it comes to my story, if anybody looks at my story, is that my success and the reason I am where I am is because of the community, is because of folks around me. And so I got that opportunity to be a community manager. But also when we talk about Note, it's really something that a lot of folks haven't heard of yet. But you know what? Once you dive in, it's a really amazing platform because, you know, if you look at how we used to study and you go back in time when I used to study and struggled studying and was a struggling learner, I'm like, man, where has Note been all my life? Because it's something that's really all about supporting students in that studying habits and those and learning something that it just really resonated to me when, you know, where was, you know, I'm going to use my government name. Where was Alyssa back in middle school and high school? Could she have used this platform and really excelled? 100% yes. So that's why I love being where I'm at.
Yeah, it's just an incredible things it does. And really, like when we talk about the things that it does, there's, you know, I feel like the when I've dove into there, I've gone through the certifications. It's really a program designed for both sides of it, right?
Yep.
Because
yep.
I feel like, and again, like I didn't know about Note until TCA. Yep. And I feel like Note really came out to support students and their studying habits. But now it's also two-sided to where it's now supporting teachers to help, again, help those students create and to be whether better studiers, whether to dive into content. There's just so many
tools. And it changes the content. You know, it changes. As a teacher, you are able to go in and change the content format. And I love that because it's teacher-focused, it's student-focused. Both sides of the spectrum can go in and create something. And I really love that. It's not just a teacher, you know, having to create and the students waiting for them to create something. The students can actually go in and do all the amazing things as well. So, yeah, just, you know, it's a really cool platform. You know, it changes the format of all the things. I know for me, I'm a struggling reader, you know, but man, when I can listen to it and I can talk about it, I sound pretty smart after that. So I just love that it changes the format just in about everything that you put in.
Yeah, I think that's so key because even like the first couple of times I've logged in, just to be totally honest with you, it seems a little overwhelming because there's so many good things, right? There's so many good things. But then I found that upload button and I was like, all right, let me just upload something and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So I think I took like one of my podcasts. I took like a worksheet. I did it a couple different times.
Yeah.
And what I love the best was that it kind of guided me in what my next steps were.
Yep.
Because I feel like, hey, all right, listen, I can click the button to make a worksheet. I can click the button to do, you know, the podcast or to create note cards or those things. But I just went the route, let me just upload it and see what it does.
I love that you did that.
And it gave me my options. Yep. And I felt like, all right, I can handle this a little better. Because, you know, sometimes as a newbie, you're like, man, this is a lot. And then when you start diving into it, you're like, all right, I got this. But I feel like for me, when I went through that process of uploading it first, that's when the magic really started to happen for me.
Yeah, because it automatically guides you into what do you want to create from what you just uploaded. A chat activity, a flashcard, a note, an assessment, a note play, all the things. So I love that you started there because I'm always really, really curious. What is somebody's first steps when they get into Note? And I think everybody's looks so different because some people, if you've been on socials right now, you have been hearing and seeing these gossip podcasts. And so a lot of people will say, I just want to create a gossip podcast. So they do that. Or, you know, like you, you're like, hey, I just uploaded something. It gave me these different options. So I'm always intrigued as to how folks really, you know, what's your bread and butter when it comes to that? Because like you said, there's so many things. I call it a toolbox. You know, there's so many things that you can generate right in Note. So that's cool.
Yeah, just cool. Now, when we think about all these tools, all these platforms, all your tools inside of Note,
Yep.
What is your big heavy hitters? What do you really, you know, when you talk to new people, you know, we've got some new listeners, old listeners out there. What are some things that you want to kind of tell them about these tools and like what to explore? What would your, you know, just go from there.
You know what my go-tos and really, you know, the part of note that a lot of folks kind of have come to know is that it's a huge alternative to Quizlet. So, you know, we sign your DPAs, we're FERPA, COPA, all the things aligned, but it's a great alternative to Quizlet because you can either import your Quizlets. You can also use Note to create flashcards right in Notes. And I'm also going to say our next bread and butter is we have an exam hub, which is amazing. It will blow your socks off. If you are a high school teacher, you're going to be like, wait, you have what? We have an AP exam hub, which 50% of students who took the AP exams last year actually used to study. There's SAT, ACT exam hub. So, I mean, and right now it is exam time. So in May, kids are taking their AP exams. So I'm just seeing all these different people hyped, but you're also seeing students hyped. You know, students actually can go into the platform and take a diagnostic. They can do all the different units. They can study on their own right in Note. They don't need a teacher to assign it to them. And I think, you know, you brought it up before, is that live lecture recorder, probably game changer. I was actually in a session last week, I think, at McCall, and I was in Holly's session, and she's like, you know, hey, Fobs, you know, let's show them that live lecture recorder. So she starts talking, and she didn't know I clicked record, so I recorded, and she was talking about, you know, Note and this and that, and she turns around, and she's like, so I stopped it, and you know what? It generated a summary right from what she was talking about, and then I said, all right, we can't just stop there. Let's generate a gossip podcast from her live lecture, from the Note. And so we got to hear the tea of how Holly was sharing about Note and how, you know, it really is helping dyslexic students. So that was really, really cool, was to be able to do it live, record a live lecture, turn it into a summary, turn it into podcast, you know, flashcards, a practice test, all those things. So a lot of college students are using this, but also a lot of students and teachers are using this because they might record their lecture and then they might create a Note play, which is a gamification at the end of their class to quiz their kids on the live lecture. So I think that's pretty cool. So I love that feature. I haven't seen that and I absolutely love it.
Yeah, there again, like even like during that spot you're talking about with Holly, there's so many options again to create like anything. And I think, you know, you always want those options. You always want those things. And it's cool that you're not just one sided. You know, it's not like, hey, let me upload this and it just creates my note cards. Yeah. But from that, like it'll create your worksheet. It'll create your podcast. It'll create where it's a fun little podcast. Yeah. I think those are just incredible, incredible tools. And I love that even like the student privacy side, you know, I think the more we dive into AI and the more that it does things like, you know, before the show, we talked about Claude. And Claude does some amazing things. And I was doing some things this weekend and I was like, I don't know about this. Like, so you have to like pause. But some of it, like when you talk about programs that you're putting kids stuff in there, you're using it with kids. I love that part of it. Yeah. Especially the way things are moving across that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's, you know, if anybody knows anything about Note is that, you know, millions of students use this at the college level. And so, I mean, I think almost 7 million students. And so I think, you know, there's the college side of Note and then there's also that K-12 side of Note. And it hasn't been until the last year and a half, really, that Notes come into the K-12 space. And a big reason of that was student privacy because we offer DPAs, we've heard all of that stuff. And so I think it's, you know, it's a must in education. We have to have it. We have to keep the human in the loop. We have to have that privacy, you know, all the things. So I think one of those things is, you know, always, always, always use something that is FERPA COPA, you know, DPA, signing your DPAs, you know, with students for sure.
Yeah, you just can't, you know, even though the program may seem cool, you really got to dive into it and check that back end of it. Now, listen, we've talked about the cool features of the tools, but what's your favorite one? Like, I want to know your favorite one.
You know what? I have been there for almost 4 months, and I will say, right out of the chute, my favorite one is the podcast. But I feel like, yes, it's the podcast, but I don't have to keep it as just like my favorite. I have to go back when I was a student, and our CEO, he was actually talking about this the other day, and it made me just really flip my switch and take me back in the day. And he said, you know, when we were kids, we would write flashcards, and I know I did it to a T.
Yeah.
I would create flashcards, you know, write the vocabulary word, and then on the back, write the definition. I remember doing that. Then I'd go up to my mom and say, Mom, quiz me. So how did she quiz me? She quizzed me verbally, right? She's like, all right, Alyssa, you know, what does this word mean? And I'd have to say it. And then, you know, she was a teacher and she'd say, well, use it as a sentence. Now let's talk about it, right? We've all been there,
the old school, right?
And I hated it, but it made me a better student because I struggled memorizing things. I struggled with vocabulary, but I will say that when I talk about it, guess what? I'm retaining it so much better. So I continued to go back to my mom for every vocabulary quiz and I said, Mom, quiz me. Because when I talked about it, I was retaining all of that information so much better. So my favorite go-to part takes me back when I was a student, but also as a teacher. What do we do as teachers? We are giving our kids vocabulary all the time, right? Because vocabulary, we have to have our students understand the words. But what I've been seeing is, hey, take this orange book and go study your vocabulary words. Go fill out the multiple choice questions, and that they don't study. They just copy it, right? They're not studying that. So I will say my bread and butter, my favorite part of Note is actually where I can go in and create flashcards, okay? Now, not just your everyday flashcards. I have 8 different study modes. I get to pick as a student, do I want to do matching? Do I want to do fill in the blanks? Do I want to do the learning? Do I want to do the spaced repetition? Do I want to listen to a podcast? But one part that I've left at the end, because I'm saving the best for last, is called Call with Kai. And Call with Kai is a one-on-one voice tutor. So that voice tutor actually says, howdy, or doesn't say howdy, says, hi, Farmer Fobbs, give me the definition of such and such. So it might say photosynthesis, it might say Eleanor Roosevelt, it might say whatever I'm learning about. And so with that, I'm able to explain what that word means. And then it rebuttals. And if I say, hey, I don't know what that means, it will give me a hint. And that hint then allows me to reply back. And so I go back to when I was little, that call with Kai really represents that conversation that I was having with my mom of quizzing me verbally. So I'm able to do spaced repetition, matching, practice tests. I'm able to listen to a podcast of those words. But then last but not least, I'm able to then quiz myself verbally. And that to me, I call a yeehaw moment. Because that to me allows me as a student to take the content and have it in 8 different formats or 8 different ways of learning. So I've been there 4 months. Yeah. And if you asked me at the beginning, oh, it's a gossip podcast. Yeah. But once I've been diving deeper and I'm seeing the yeehaw moments that this platform is making for students, that is my go-to for right now.
Yeah, I haven't dove into Kai a whole bunch, but that sounds awesome because, like, you think about our learners out there. We've got learners that, yes, like, hey, a worksheet, fill in the blank, you know, matching, do all these things, and they've got it. But then you've got those other side of the kids that maybe need to listen to it. But then you also have that got to go, I guess, for lack of a better word, that old school vibe of, I don't really want to go talk to my parents. I don't really want to talk to another student. I don't want to talk to the teacher. I just want to sit in my room and I want to do this on my own.
Yep.
And that's what it does. It sounds awesome.
Yep.
To be able to even as weird as it sounds, I know, like, when I've talked to teachers and I pull out, like, Copilot and we have this, like, AI conversation of going through a process, or you use ChatGPT, whatever you're going to use. It's a weird thought, but it's almost kind of the move that we're making in education or in AI, just finding other ways to support students and even those teachers with tools like this.
Yeah. And I think that's the power of AI. Is, you know, we can take this and say, well, it's taking, you know, the humans out of it, or it's this or that. But I think the way I look at it is AI is allowing every student to have a way to study the way they want to learn, or, you know, learn with take the resource and turn it into different formats to really connect with how they learn. And I think that is the power of AI. And, when AI first came out, what did we always hear? Oh, it's going to, you know, take off time for teachers, but also it's going to help with personalized learning. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's personalized learning. So I love that part, is that, you know, it can really differentiate, can really change the format, can really personalize it for those students. But I think for me, what I really also like about Note is the power of choice, you know, and I know for me, you know, no matter what I work for or who I'm teaching, I think for me, the power of choice is a magical thing when you give kids choice.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't ever remember who it was from, but they said, even if you give students two different worksheets, they will be more willing to do the worksheet because you gave them choice. And I love that, because I go back and I'm like, if I have choices, at least I have a say, and I feel like my opinion's heard in ways, right? So we give our kids choice in how they want to choose how to learn. And so I think if I had to go back to, I was like, you know, what are we all about with Note? It's giving students that choice to learn how they want to learn and really how it connects with them. So, you know, I think with AI, it gives people choice. It gives people personalized learning. So I'm a big proponent for AI, but you always just got to keep the human in the loop, no matter what platform you use. Always keep your human in the loop, because your education matters. You know, as a teacher, your education matters. You know your students. Always keep your human in a loop. So that's what I got, you know?
Yeah. And I think some of that, like keeping AI and the human element in there.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a couple of conversations with people in our district about writing. And I know writing and AI is like, it will always be a big conversation, whether you like it or you don't. Yeah. And what I really come across is, like, really in those early ages, you're building the foundation for any of those skills, right?
Yep.
Whether it's writing, math, how to research, how to do things, and you've got to build that foundation early. So when you do get to our age, AI does awesome things and can help me do things, but I also know how to write a paper. I know how to research, but AI is going to be there as a tool to help me do certain things.
It's just a tool. It's a tool. You and I survived calculators. We survived the web.
Yeah.
I would say we survived it. Our kids are going to survive AI, you know, but, you know, continue to, you know, I think there's a time and a place to use AI. And I think, you know, we got to continue to really teach our students how to use AI. We got to continue to teach our teachers how to use AI, you know, and I think we're all going to be all right at the end of the day.
I think so, too. But, hey, listen, let's keep diving down this tool platform. Oh, goodness, I've got lights coming on in the room. So, listen, when I record, and I know I've said this on a previous episode, so people might think I'm silly, but, like, I've got in our studio here, we've got these closets that are, like, sound recording rooms.
Ooh.
And so I come in here. Half the times their lights are on timer. They come on off. I feel like I'm starting to lose my hair a little bit, which is not always fun. But, again, real live conversations here happening. But, listen, when we talk about – I know we've talked about tools and we've talked about things inside of there.
Yep.
But I know there's an extension, right?
Ooh, you know your stuff.
Listen, and I think extensions are cool because I'd no longer have to go to this to upload my things and use it. If I find a good, I don't know, essay, I find a good YouTube video, I find a good worksheet, I find anything as a student that I like to help me study, or a teacher to help support my students, then I go there and click on that extension and I can just let things fly and let it work from there. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? I'm always a big proponent of a good extension, because I think I often go off the rocker and try to find things that, you know, that my kids would get, you know, just would love, and keep it engaging. So I think a lot of teachers are probably like that. They're always, you know, Googling for really cool videos or trying to find things that work. And then you're like, but wait, I wish it was in this platform.
Yeah.
And I think Note does a really good job of creating that Chrome extension. Like I said before, you know, big alternative for Quizlet. So what's really cool is that you have those Quizlet, you know, flashcards that you're like, but Fobs, they've been in there for 20 years. I can go in there, I can open that extension and bring them right into Note including their images, including all the things. Then you can go in and assign those students those flashcards in those 8 different study modes. But probably one of my favorite things is I love a good YouTube video, and so do kids. And so,
well, even like that whole world of like YouTube shorts, your Instagrams, your TikToks, this whole world of like watching a video versus researching has really exploded.
Yeah.
And so like this really plays into that a lot.
Yeah. And you know what? So, you know, as you know, I always keep my farm theme. So when I had first joined Note, I did a 5-day series and my whole theme was on Charlotte's Web. So I had a video, a YouTube video, which was an audiobook of the Charlotte's Web. So I actually could have played that to students. We could have listened to it, but I could take that Chrome extension and I could actually create a chat activity, a note play, flashcards, a note. I could literally do that from that YouTube video right with that Chrome extension. Yeah. So, you know, if I had students in front of me and we were reading, Charlotte's Web, and we were listening to the audiobook, I know without a doubt, I would have gone in, did a note play. We would have done like a Jeopardy on Charlotte's Web. And you know what? Little to no prep from me as a teacher. Just open that Chrome extension and the yeehaw moments happen, you know. So I love a good Chrome extension. It does a really good job bringing it right into Note. Then, like as you said before, you're like, I can upload a file and it gives me these options. That's exactly what that Chrome extension will do as well. So I love that you brought that up. I would say it's probably one of our most hidden features. A lot of folks don't know about it. But when you do, yeehaw moments definitely are flying through that Chrome extension, that's for sure.
Yeah, I feel like you really got to dive into there. You got to figure the good things about programs, because I've told this to several people. I had this realization at TCA that there are so many programs out there, right? How are you going to figure out which one that fits for you, right? Because you've got those early adopters that came out with that big push when AI first came out that jumped on quick.
Yep.
And then you've got programs at the Note that's been out there for, it feels like a long time. And I don't know the dates of that, but they've really pushed the student side. And now we're coming almost full circle to now where we're supporting not just students, but we're supporting those teachers as well. So it's just, you really just got to get in there and get it.
I think you nailed it, is that you have a lot of these platforms that maybe you've dove into and been early adopters. And what I really like about Note, because, you know, I'm doing a lot of PD for folks. And I think what I really like about Note is that it really takes a lot of platforms. When I was an educator, I probably was using 5 or 6 platforms with the one that Note has. And so you might see some familiarities of things that you're like, hey, I've done this in that platform. I've done this in that platform. So I think it's been a really easy adoption for folks who were early adopters of this, and this. And being able to find that one thing that might look familiar. And I always say start there, right? If you're like, hey, I've been using some chat activities. Note has a chat activity. Dive in there. You know, if you've been using gamification, try out that Note Play, because you're going to see some familiarities of some of these different features. Start there with like, hey, I've done this in this platform. How does it look here? And then kind of grow from there.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, is just finding what works for you.
Yeah.
And I feel like Note's got all the heavy hitters and that supports all the things in there. Now, listen, I've got a couple more questions about Note. But before we get there, this is my favorite part of the show.
Okay.
This is called the Tech Flush Tip of the Day.
Okay.
So when we think about, and this is not, I didn't tell you about this for a reason.
No.
So like when we think about all these ed tech things out there, okay, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a Note type of thing.
Okay.
But what is your like I know when you're an instructional, not instructional, a technology coach, right?
Yeah.
Or instructional coach. Instructional coach.
All the same.
That's true. We're all coaching people, right?
Yep.
When you maybe are in that role, what was your favorite like go-to, especially when you started going to that edtech world of sharing with teachers? Was there a favorite like tip or trick? I don't know. That sometimes I get kind of lengthy with this question, but it's really wide open. So I guess in general, what I'm asking is just what is your favorite tip, trick, or program out there that you typically shared with teachers?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I'm going to skip the answer of, you know, start small, choose one tool. I'm going to skip all that because that's what everybody always says. I'm actually going to go to like the 2.0, the 3.0, because if you're listening to this, you might want a tech tip that's beyond that surface level. I am a big app smasher. I often call egg smasher.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to challenge folks that might be listening to this is app smash two of your favorite platforms and go from AI to creativity. So I think that's my biggest tech tip right now is how can we go from AI to really that learning stage to the create stage? And so I'm going to kind of give some food for thought for those few people that are like, hey, but how could I do that? So I think with Note, you can, you know, use Note as the learning stage. Have your students learn the resource, the content right in Note, whether it's I'm going to use my seventh grade teacher. I always worked with her for Edgar Allan Poe. And so they read The Black Cat. And I actually uploaded The Black Cat to Note. And you, if you've ever seen The Black Cat, if you read that, not every kid is going to understand it and learn by reading that. Yeah. So with Note, it actually will create a summary. Then I can create a podcast, do a call with Kai, do a practice test, do flashcards. So I can have my students learn there. Then I can go right into creativity. And so I can do the learning using AI, go right into creativity, whether you're using Adobe Express, Canva, or Book Creator, probably three of my favorites on the creativity side. Go in and have your students create an infographic. Your kids create a storyboard and use maybe just like your images, right? Go from the learning to the create part. And I think that is where the yeehaw moments happen, where my kids can think about it and retain all that information, but don't stop there. Have them create something. So I would say that would have been my favorite go-to after my folks would learn a little bit about the platform. I love a good app smash, and I love going from AI to creativity, the learning to the showing right there in one lesson, maybe within 45 minutes. So that's my challenge to y'all.
Yeah, I love it. And I honestly, I hoped you were going to go that way because, you know, that was a session I come and saw you at TCA.
Yeah.
App smashing still relatively new idea to me. I love it. It's just, you know, continuing to build off those ideas and do that. So I love that. That was a great tip there. Now, listen, going back to Note. Now, I know you talked about like these students that would create note cards, right?
Yeah.
And maybe there's those kids that still enjoy that part of it. What I've done a little bit of research in Note is I've, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you can do like a split screen option, right?
Yep.
And so I can have like my article, my notes, like whatever I want to create note cards for and have Note, you know, my article's on the left-hand side, my note is on the right-hand side. And now I can create my own notes versus letting AI do it for me.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point. You know, and you know, I was just talking about The Black Cat. I uploaded that PDF. Kids can have that split screen where even they can create notes on that PDF. So kids can actually use Note to create notes right in it, and from the notes that they actually create, they can even go in and change the different formats too. I've even had students that don't upload anything. And they literally, instead of opening up like a Word doc or Google doc, guess what they open? They open up a note. They take their notes right there. And maybe they do have like the presentation right there as well as that split screen. But they're going to be taking notes. And then guess what? They can go in and create flashcards or podcasts or practice tests right from their notes. And that is really, really cool to see. So I love that you brought that up. Yep. Student-centered. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, even like I've brought up a couple different ideas of like your podcast, uploading things like this tool. And I feel like every time I bring up something about Note, you're flipping it to the better because it's like, no, Josh, listen, not that you can just create your notes, but from those notes you created by yourself, you can also create your podcast.
Yeah.
You can create your talk with Kai. You can do this and you can do that. And it really is not just a from this. It's not a one-sided program that just does, hey, upload this and you can do this. Yeah. Upload this and you can do that. Or if you click this button, you can only do this. I feel like it does not matter what you're doing inside of Note. The possibilities, really, the more we talk, are endless.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, what I love doing is I love having conversations with folks that we can go to those 2.0s or 3.0s is that, you know, I think you look on the surface and you're like, oh, you could do this and you can do that. But then it's like, no, you could do this and this and this and this. And I think that's what it's all about in this age of AI is like, really, the possibilities are endless. Mm-hmm. We have to know the surface level, and I think that's really important. But then I always say find your people, because when you find your people and you find your community, these types of ideas continue to come about. And these aren't all my ideas, you know, and I've listened to other folks. You know, we just had a webinar, my first webinar with Note, called Note from the Nights. And you know what? These are 40 folks that are using Note and sharing practical ways about how to use Note. And I was like blown away as to how they're using it. And so, you know, I'm going to point out one person is that her kids were having to do interviews. And so, you know, she's like, the kids don't, you know, retain everything that they're listening, you know, when asking those questions. So she put on that live lecture and so recorded that interview that the kids were having, and they felt free to ask questions. They didn't have to write notes and generate all this. It generated a summary for them. The kids were able to go back to it. But then on top of that, they could go to Call with Kai and ask it questions, or it asked them questions. Like, and we're talking about, you know, this could be elementary, middle school kids that are using this to really help them. And just, I'm just like blown away of all the different ideas. But these ideas don't come to light if it's not for conversations like this. Yeah. And it's not for conversations where people are sharing what they are learning about a platform. And that goes for any platform. I think you and I have been into a lot of these different communities. And, you know, we learn so much by these conversations, you know, by going to sessions, but the conversations in the hallways, the podcasts, the tweets, the Instagrams, the videos. So, you know, it always comes back to communities, finding your people, learning from those people, and getting ideas from those people. So definitely my favorite thing to do is probably talk to people.
Yeah. And really, that's where your ideas come from. Because I feel like sometimes when you talk to people, you're not afraid to ask a certain questions. Yeah. Right. Like if we're talking about Note and, you know, hey, do you think it could do this? And you're like, well, I don't know. Let's try it. Let's see if it'll do. And then that starts to create and you're like, oh my gosh, like I just created something awesome. And I never thought it was possible. And I feel like even like when we think about AI just in general, there's been so many conversations that I've had with people. They're like, well, I don't think I can do this, or I don't know how to create this or this formula or whatever. I was like, hey, listen, let's bring up AI and let's see what we can talk about. And 99.9% of the time, like it always works to what that person is thinking. And I think, again, it's just because of those human interactions.
Yep.
Like AI is going to do a lot of things for us. But again, that human interaction is going to be so key to everything we do going forward. It may take out, where it's going to read my email and it's going to send me a thing every day about all the things. But again, that human interaction, I think is, you know, we were designed to be interactive with people.
We were. Yep.
And I think it's never going to go away.
Yep. And I'm a strong proponent that we don't let AI take the educators' jobs, and, you know, it's going to enhance. It's a tool, but man, we still need those educators giving those, you know, high fives, those fist pumps, those hugs, those, you know, and really learning about students. And so I think you nailed it on the head is that we might have the idea and we can give it to AI and it can really help us create those magical lesson plans or, you know, those magical lessons and all that. But I'm a big person and it comes back to relationships. It comes back to humans is that, you know, AI cannot replace that.
No.
And nor will we let it.
No, man. Listen, even when you think about teachers, I think about like we've went from a one-room schoolhouse where we taught K through 12, and then we slowly separated them out. The role of what we do is just it changes, and we've got to be able to adapt and continue 100%. To support those students. So,
100%.
Man, listen, today was an awesome conversation. I feel like we can continue to talk. I feel like we can continue to dive into Note. So, like, before we start wrapping up a little bit, What is your big advice for people that have never heard of Note before, or maybe let's do it that way. They've never heard of Note, and what do you want to tell these people?
Yeah, you know what? I'd say dive in, just go to note.com and just try one thing. You know, a lot of folks are you know, I love that how you started was take something that you're already teaching and upload, click upload a file. And it's actually the first button right there. And it will guide you through what options that you can do. And I love that, you know, starting from something that you already have, whether it's a chapter that you've downloaded, a unit, etc. I love that you can start there. And I say also jump on socials, you know, jump on social media. I know I am trying to share as much as I possibly can, and other folks are sharing, and they're just sharing practical ways of how to use Note. And, you know, and I think that learning from others is always a great way to get started and seeing what others are doing. And, you know, these 1 minute videos are fabulous of like, hey, they created that, let me create that. And then your world is going to open up to so many new things. So I would say jump on socials, jump on, you know, Note and upload that file that you already have. Maybe it's a chapter, maybe it's a short story, and let it work its magic. And, you know, you can always, you know, see where it takes you from there.
Yeah, I love it. It's finding that one little spark that interests you and then continue to dive in. Just like for me, uploading, that's really like what started it for me. And even when you think things on social, it's just that you need that one little spark that's like, oh, that's cool. And you've only watched like 10 seconds of it and you stop the video and you're going to create. Like, I think it's just incredible things to do that. Hey, and speaking of diving into Note, I know we got the certifications we can do, right?
Yeah.
You've got... Level one, level two.
Got your community tab. Yep. Yeah. If you go to that community tab on that left-hand side, once you sign in, you already did it. You did the level one, you did the level two, get into our community, do those certifications. And also there's another like tutorials. There's a lot of videos there as well. Probably my favorite part about that community is people are posting on that timeline how they're using Note. Yeah. So I expect to see how you use Note. I love that. And I think Josh will be sharing here pretty soon.
Well, I'll have to get on there and do it. And again, like, you know, some people talk about, well, I'm not on Twitter, X, whatever you can call it, not on Instagram. Really, the community board is kind of like your Facebook or something like that, right? You've got all your resources on the left. You've got your chats that you can have on the right that are very intentional in different sections.
Yep.
So there's not an excuse for anybody not to dive in, to collaborate.
Not to be a notes at all. I love that. I love a, you know, a note. You know, it's spelled K-N-O-W-T. So, you know, I think it's been so fun to hear all the different puns and different things. And so, yeah, you definitely become a note at all after this.
Yeah. There you go. Awesome. Well, cool. Now, listen, how can we follow you? How can we stay in touch? I know, like, we connected TCA, but before that, I saw you on the socials and stuff. So tell us how we can stay in touch with you.
Yeah, you know what? I love staying in touch. I love connecting. It's just at Farmer Fobs on everything, on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I also have a Facebook, but I always love following you and you connecting with us. You know, I think I love sharing, but I think more importantly, I love learning from y'all as well. And so I get so many, you know, DMs, emails, etc. of just, you know, hey, you know, can you tell me about Note? And so I always love jumping on one-on-one calls and being your tech coach for Note. So always hit me up if you have any questions. Always love to share.
Yeah, and listen, and she is quick about it too, guys. So listen, I know like when I first asked her to be on the show, we've talked about some other things. There was never like, all right, I think she's ignoring me. It was always quick. You know, that's always appreciative. I know like in my role, like when teachers reach out, they need those quick responses
because
they're either in the heat of the moment, something's not working, they have a question. So I know on my end, I do appreciate those quick responses.
I always say I'll always wear my instructional coach, you know, hat, you know, and I think for me, I've had, you know, I had an amazing experience as an instructional coach, but you nailed it. It's like those teachers need somebody to reply back real fast if they, you know, and so I always will carry that with me wherever I go because we're in the business of people first and foremost. And so I will never take off that coach hat. I'm still a coach, you know, be there to help with you guys. You know, I love one-on-one calls because as a teacher, you know, your instructional coach may not have the time, you may not be able to connect. So always look at me as that extension as a coach. I'm always here to help.
Yeah, I appreciate that a whole bunch. And, you know, I feel like sometimes, like, the journey we've taken to where we're at has really shaped us, right? Whether we're talking to people, sharing tools, doing things like a podcast.
Yeah.
It continues to shape us and continues to build every new experience that we entail, so...
That's for sure.
Well, listen, I know I don't want to take a bunch of your time today, but listen, this was an awesome conversation. I think we're totally going to have to do this again. I know that Note will continue to come out with new tips, new talks with Kai or new updates or like whatever it may be. We're definitely going to have to do this again. So I do appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. It was definitely a yeehaw moment for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, listen, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Farmer Fobs. I think just an incredible conversation, again, talking about Note. And really, you've got to go in there and dive in and pick one thing. Whether you went like I did and uploaded something, or maybe you're the creator with AI with worksheets, or you just want to make a note card. Go in there, pick one thing, dive in, and see what you can create. Listen, incredible episode. Remember, you can always check the show out on Apple, Spotify, the bcstechnology.org website. We put all the stuff there, district pushes, whether it's an article, whether it's a podcast, you can check those out. And remember, you can now just not listen to us in your car or your headphones. We're now on the YouTube. You know, we've got some big things here. I'm using a program called Riverside. It's really kind of boosted my confidence to reach out to people that I've always wanted to talk to and do the video part. But like we talked at the beginning, Farmer Fobs, Zoom is awesome until it's not. And it's just, you just never know those things. So make sure you guys check those out. And again, Farmer Fobs, I know I've said this a couple times, but I really do appreciate you coming on the show. I think this is a great, genuine conversation. And I know people are going to be excited about hearing about it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. Well, until next time, I hope y'all have a good one and we'll catch you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.